Well, Francie, first of all, champions again. A smile on your face is supposed to suggest you're a happy man.
Ah, Tom, surely. Have you seen me? If it was an hour before kickoff, I wouldn't have been smiling. But it's great to get across the line again, Tom. We knew it was going to be hard today with Glenn Funn having them girls back. And you know, I was hoping that we just weren't going to be caught. And in fairness, the girls gave a good performance and we got across the line.
Obviously, All Ireland champions, Ulster champions, going for four in a row in Donegal, came in here big favourites today. Was that a burden? Was that hard to get out of your head that you know you've played them so often before and beaten them?
Aye, it is. Like I was harping on all week to the girls about being favourites, and you know we're favourites probably for a reason. But you know we're trying to knock that in the head, and you know as I said before, but Glen Funn, like they're a good team, and like if we didn't perform today and give our A game, we were going to be beaten. I told the girls all week they'd have to perform, and I suppose there was good performance from the girls today, and that's why we won.
And I suppose you have to be very happy with the first half, or the start you got, the goal. I think I counted 7 seconds.
Aye, listen, you know, sometimes it goes for you and sometimes it doesn't, and in fairness we got the rub of the green and we got in, and in fairness the goal was taken well, you know.
Yeah, and it gave you, you know, it settled you down obviously, and you went 1-3 to a point up I think, and then they came back and then Geraldine got to pull down the penalty.
Yeah, that's right. But listen, football's your Tom, you know yourself, there, you know, purple. We got our purple patch in the first 5-7 minutes, you know, and then we kind of lost the run ourselves, and Glen Funn got to grips with the game and they got back into it. And you know, when you're on the purple patch and the other team, you have to try and get settled down, and then we got settled down, we got a ball in, and just when Geraldine's inside, there's always a danger you're going to get a score, and she got hauled down for the penalty and the goal then give us, we kind of the two goals all the time in front. You know, they were pulling it back, getting scores, but the two goals was just a cushion all the time we had.
Yeah, and you were in a good enough position at half time, weren't you?
Oh, listen, now I would have took that at half time, surely. You know, it was I think we're 9 points yeah, up at half time. And listen, but ladies football, that's still not a good enough lead, because two goals make a wild back difference and they can get back into the game. But in fairness, we held them out, you know.
And they did get back in, and they reduced, they hit 4 points in a row, and it was down to 6 again, and then you went up again, and just it seemed as if you had sat back and were going to celebrate, and then
that's probably right, Tom. You know, we probably sat back and invited them on, and when we invited them on, they really just came at us. And you know, in fairness, then we got up the field and Geraldine got another goal, and that puts another 6-7 points on it again, and they have to do a lot of catching up. And listen, goals are vital, and we, you know, Geraldine's up the field and getting the goals for us, and we had to keep them out. And the other end, you know, they had Yvonne there, and she went inside, and she was causing us bother, but we still seemed to, you know, keep limit her just to shooting for points, you know.
I know it's not all about Geraldine or Maureen O'Donnell, but Geraldine scored 2-4, Maureen 8 points, unerring from frees.
Ah, listen, they're two class players. Like as I said before, it's not about them two; it's the defenders out. Like, you know, Trace McCafferty, the, you know, man marking Karen Guthrie today did a very good job, and our Emer Geller, Mark, and Yvonne Monigal, you know, them girls have big jobs to do, and they did the job, and that's why we won the game, you know.
Yeah, the end of the year with 3 titles last year, I know, three big championship titles, Donegal, Ulster, and the All Ireland. You have one of them in the bag. Suppose Ulster's the next target.
Ah, listen, Tom, you know, we'll enjoy the night first, and in fairness, we have the Donegal championship now, and that's where we had to start last year. This is where the campaign started last year, and we'll sit down and enjoy the night, and we'll look about Ulster then. You know, and it's going to be a different, you know, we're probably on the map now in Ulster as well, and it's going to be, you know, just if you don't play to your A game, you can get caught, you know.
And who do you play in Ulster now?
We're playing the Antrim champions at home this 3rd or 2nd of October,
and then that's the semi-final, quarter-final.
The rest of the draw is not made after that.
Look, so